This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I am reading and seeing and hearing a lot of mistakes in the media. Incorrect words. I don't know if articles are being proofread by artificial intelligence and it's making mistakes, or whether articles are being written by artificial intelligence, or both. But if y'all heard the news that I heard just a few minutes ago, right here, I believe, I don't believe anything that I say. Do your own research, make up your own mind. I believe I heard that Google was ordered to pay $700 million and the United States was involved in this, and the Virgin Islands were also joined in the settlement, and Puerto Rico. That's really, that's what happened. But I could have sworn I heard the news reader say Virginia Island. Now, there is an island off the coast of Virginia, but that's part of the United States. It's like a vacation spot. I think what he meant was the Virgin Islands, but I believe he said Virginia Island. Possibly Virginia Islands, but he meant Virgin Islands. So there's a huge difference there. And what I'm saying is, a lot of mistakes are being made, and you're going to have to read the words, and you're going to have to figure out what they really tried to mean versus what they said. Gwyneth, are you seeing this in Australia, or is it just me here in the United States?
Okay, I'm not sure if you can hear me or not, because we got dropped out, and I got put back on, but I'm not sure if I'm listening to you, or if I'm, you know, or if
yeah,
I've
yeah,
been put back
you
on
are.
There.
You are listening. You listen to me.
I believe it. And, you know, a lot of the images, this AI photography is getting really, 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 you can't tell the difference often between an AI photograph and an in real life photograph. And I was talking last week about the AI OnlyFans harlots that don't exist in any universe, that are replacing the e-girls that were working on OnlyFans, and that these incompetent basement dwellers can't tell the difference between the e-girls that are actually real flesh and blood human beings that are making their living with their bodies on the internet and AI-generated images, and they don't care. They don't care. And it's, you know, there's a scene in Blade Runner where the main character, there's like a 50-foot tall image of an e-girl in that movie, and she basically is flattering on the main character, and the main character is just like, he's had enough, and he just doesn't want to even be bothered with it anymore because he knows that it's fake. And that is where our world is at in 2023 going into 2024. It's absolutely tragic. It really, really is. You can't believe anything that you read online and that you see online. All that you can believe is what's in the Bible, and that has to be the King James Version of the Holy Bible, or what is, you know, what's in front of you. The soil underneath your feet, the wind blowing in your hair, and the rain beating on your back. These things are real, you know. And the fact that you go and you get a kitten, and I knew the kitten, going back to the kitten, I knew the kitten was going to be a feisty little thing from its photograph. And I wanted that. So I got that. I could have picked the meek and mild, mannered little kitten next to it. But I decided that I wanted the one with a bit of spirit and a bit of character, because it would have a better survival instinct and would be a better hunter and would go on to breed generations of cats that had survival instinct and were hunters. And that kitten, it will become tame. It will never be a house cat. But I'll get it to the point where I'm feeding it by my hand. And all the rest of it, you know, I'll buy some luncheon sausage at the supermarket the next time I'm there, and I'll just sit there with a piece of luncheon meat in my hand, calling it until it comes, and then I'll throw it, and then it'll grab it, and then it'll run off underneath the bushes again, and so on and so forth, and I'll gradually get it tame to the point of where, you know, it'll come up to me and say hi and ask for scratches behind the ear and on top of the head and all the rest of it. That's what you can believe. You can't believe anything almost that is on the television or that's on the radio, almost, except for what's on USA Prepares, because we actually do tell you the truth, and I can assure you I am not an AI-generated voice. I am a flesh and blood human being who's currently sitting in my farmhouse at 3:10 in the morning in Victoria, Australia. This is true, and it's dark outside. And the weather is fine. That's okay. Probably a starry night. I can't see because the windows are full of, you know, I've got an open fireplace and it gets this resin coats everything, the windows, the walls, everything from the wood that, you know, the smoke. And these are the sorts of things you can trust. But anything that's online, anything that's AI, you can't trust. You can trust the Bible. And you can trust the dirt between your toes. How's that for a saying, Vincent? You can trust the Bible and the dirt between your toes.
Sure. Sure, class.
And your best friends and your best family members.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time.
I have a few comments about that. So when I was mentioning this seminar that I did in Springfield years ago, Springfield, Missouri, I was talking about the lies. And the title of the seminar was, How Big Are the Lies? How Big Are the Lies? And what I was trying to explain is, and this was years ago, I'm talking like maybe 10, 11 years ago, I taught this seminar, and I've taught it several times since. So my premise is, if the government is going to continue to lie about the moon landing, what else are they lying about? Okay, it's as simple as that. And so this guy, it was packed. I mean, this seminar was standing room only. When I say standing room only, I mean there were people in chairs, and then there were people standing behind the people in chairs, and there were people on the stage to my left and to my right. right on stage at the same position I was. I mean, if I had my arm stretched out, my left arm or my right arm, I would have touched these people. That's how close they were. That's how packed this was. And one of these guys who was disruptive was a member of the audience, a student, and he was disruptive right on stage. And the audience was getting really fed up with him. And I said to him, I can't guarantee your safety, so you might want to leave. And I was trying to tell him that he needed to be not disruptive because the audience was fed up with him, with his outbursts. And you've seen this. You've seen people who are on the other side, the other team, who are disruptive. You've seen it. Now, I was not inciting anything. I was just telling this guy for his own safety, he might want to leave. And the audience cheered when I said that. And this guy got the cue that maybe he should leave. But he seemed to be a nice guy. But he was confused. And he was ignorant of the facts. And he based his opinion that we went to the moon and back, you know, went blasted off, got out of a capsule, walked around, got back in the capsule and came home. He based that on what he saw on television. This was many years ago. And I was saying, you can't believe this. There's a lot of things you can't believe. And so as a result of what I learned about the moon landing many, many decades ago, was that I don't want to be in the media. So if you notice that USA Prepares could be a podcast with video of Vinny sitting behind the microphone in the studio. But you won't see that. You won't see that because I knew this was coming. I knew for a fact in my own mind that this was the next iteration of technology. Artificially generated images and audio and putting them together. And I wasn't going to be part of it. So my advice to those who are interested, you might want to not put images of yourself, you know, out on the internet. And you might want to tell your children not to do that. Do not put images in social media and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm having a great time at this bar. I've got champagne in my hand. I'm just rip-roaring drunk. Look at me. And then they find out later on that they didn't get the job because they were so proud of being hammered with alcohol. And the prospective employer is saying, I don't think I can trust you. As a matter of fact, when I taught high school students in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I had them sign a contract with me. So in order to be one of my students, they had to agree to some terms and conditions. And their parents, because they were minors, had to sign this contract as well. So on one side of the contract, it was me. On the other side of the contract, it was the student plus parents. All signing. And one of the items was that the student will behave properly in class and outside of class. And anything that would tarnish the image of the class that the student did outside of class was grounds for removal from the class. How about that? When we come back, I'd like to read a very short email from that I received from one of our class. And I'd like to read my response. It's very short. But it's up to the minute. It is up to the minute, and you might find it interesting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just one thing before I read this email. Class, you know, there's all kinds of scandals in our government in Washington, D.C. And there's cocaine found at the White House. How's that happen? With cameras, like, at every square inch, maybe even in the bathrooms. Maybe, I don't know about that. But there are cameras everywhere, right? How's it possible that no one can figure out where the cocaine came from? You know, at the time when Hunter was there. How is it possible that there's a flight log for Marine One, you know, the helicopter, our helicopter that the president rides around. And how is it possible that Hunter Biden gets on and off there and is not part of the list of those riding in Marine One? How is that possible? Well, the government doesn't want to comment on that. And they're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell us who goes on Marine One. Really. That's kind of new. So what we're seeing is our government is saying that they are going to do things unilaterally, and they're not going to do other things unilaterally, and these are unprecedented. Okay, so there was a sex tape. It's a scandal that happened this month, in December, and a Senate staffer had homosexual sex, and there's a video of it. And it got leaked. So it's running around the internet. So what state is involved? Well, that would be Maryland. And it's Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. His aide breached the public trust and has sex in the Capitol. And, of course, you know, the senator is really furious about it, and the aide gets fired. Now, I have said here at USA Prepares that it's really risky having homosexuals in these positions. Because it seems to me, and I could be wrong, it seems to me that there is a drive toward pleasure. Pleasure's number one. And everything else seems to be secondary to pleasure. So who in his right mind or her right mind would have sex in the Capitol and video it? Who in their right mind would do that? These are people that we allegedly call and ask for help. You know, you ask your senator or your congressperson for help. They're supposed to represent us, or allegedly they represent us. But this is the filth that we have there. We had a guy who was in nuclear waste disposal in the current administration who stole luggage and was wearing a dress from a woman. This is what we have. This is Pompeii. This is Rome in full decline, in my opinion. That's what I'm seeing. So if you want to find out what I'm talking about, just type in on your favorite search engine, which might be DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo. You can type this in. Senator aide, two words, comma, sex at Capitol. And you'll find it. And who's reporting on it? Time.com, that'd be like Time Magazine, BBC.com, Wikipedia, The Guardian, CNN, Politico, Forbes. It hit the mainstream. This is the filth that we have in the current administration. These guys are running the show. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. What would happen if anybody else just pulled his pants down in the Capitol? What would happen? That person would be most likely arrested for indecent exposure and put in the hoosegow, right? What happens here? Well, it appears that it's just getting fired. Who hired this guy in the first place? Don't they check these people out, or do they say, we're low on homos, let's hire some more?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. The U.S. is spearheading a newly formed international task force aimed at safeguarding commercial cargo ships from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat.
Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the holiday season, Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, do you have any comments about what I said? What I'm trying to convey is that homosexuals can be weak. They can be easily bribed. They're compromised. And they behave in a way that is dangerous. And it used to be that they weren't proud of what they did. Now they seem to be proud of what they're doing. And it seems to me that they can easily be manipulated. And when they're in positions of authority and power, it's really, really dangerous for everybody else. Any comments about that before I read my email?
Yeah, they're blackmailable. That's it in a nutshell. And they get no sense of responsibility towards self or others. Everything is driven by their hedonistic urges. And the email that I sent you was, it was an episode of Yes Minister. So that will give you something of a taste of what the whole series is like. It's done by the BBC, so quite high production values. And like I say, started out, it was originally broadcast as being a comedy, but I think these days could more accurately be described as a documentary. And it's about a half an hour long, so you might want to watch it in a spare moment later on in the day, maybe. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I'd be glad to, and I'll probably comment on it on the air, you know, next week. So here's the email. It came from one of our class. Vince, now I'm going to change a couple words. Vince, Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Finelli, and Bam. Thank you for your kindness to me and for your friendship. It means a lot to me. How's Buttercup and the twins? How's Lucy? I hope that you all are well. We have a lot of sick people here. And sending love to you and your family. And it was signed. Now, Buttercup is one of our cows. The twins are two of our calves. And Lucy is a bottle calf that we're feeding in the backyard. Okay, so that's what those words meant. So here's my response. Merry Christmas to you and your spouse. We are all well here at the farm, but our neighbors seem to be in declining health. The animals are all well. Had a new calf born last night and is doing well. Our neighbors are having tractor problems, and they can't use their tractors to feed their cows. As a result, they're feeding 40 cows with two square bales and a bag of feed per day. Starvation rations. Each one of our cows eats about a single square bale of hay per day. I was working on a Generac generator yesterday and was looking at a parts manual. So many parts have been discontinued. All it takes is one part to fail for a generator to become useless. I'm so thankful that our faculty is aware of what's happening and is preparing. The internet failed yesterday, and it was a widespread outage. We called our friend at the post office. She said that the internet is so unreliable that she put in wireless cell phone internet to sell stamps. The post office 20 miles away was down. No internet. We are experiencing inflation and deflation at the same time. Planning is almost impossible. WWKD. And what that means, class, is what would the king do? All the best and our love to you and your spouse, too, Vincent. Okay? That is a succinct description of what I see. Farmers here are having a tough, tough time feeding their cows. And they are literally on starvation rations. Now, here's what that means to us. When their cows are starving, they're going to push through the fence. And where are they going to go? Here, to our farm, and to our neighbors' farms. So the actions that may seem, well, I just can't seem to feed their cows, it might seem isolated. It's not. It spreads. So then we're going to have to contend with their cows pushing down our fences. And our fences breaking and our cows getting out because they don't feed their cows enough. And their cows see that the grass is greener over here. And if you're wondering about the Hatfields and McCoys, that could be what causes these kinds of things. You know, after a while, if the neighbor's cows keep eating our hay and we don't have enough for our cows, it's going to cause a problem for us and our neighbors and getting along just fine. That will be a problem. Now, what's the answer? The answer is if they have a lower stocking rate, they say, you know what? We can't feed all our cows, and instead of putting them on starvation rations, let's just keep a few of them and let's just feed them. But they can't do that and survive because they won't have enough cows to sell to keep the bills paid. This is, class, this is a spiraling down of the family farm. Is this isolated? I don't think so. I think this is happening all over. This is just an example. This is an example of you can't get parts for tractors. There are hardly anybody to fix tractors. And people don't have the money to pay someone who does have the knowledge and who might be able to find the parts to fix the tractors. This is serious stuff. And this is where we are. And is the news addressing this? Of course not. Of course not. Because they don't know enough to address it. They're not smart enough to address it. They don't have enough information because they are regurgitators. They don't even know the difference between Virginia and the Virgin Islands. Does it sound like I'm frustrated? Of course I am. And who is in the best position to survive this mess that we're in? Well, you are. Our class is. Because y'all are paying attention. You're paying attention in class. I'm hot on the trail of one of our students is very interested in buying solar panels and charge controller and or controllers and electronics and inverter. I am hot on the trail of making that happen for him. And I'll probably call in one day and tell you what the results of it were. So if any of you are interested, I might be able to help you. The only problem I'm finding is I found solar panels at a very good price. But you got to buy a container of them. That's a problem. But I found some at also at a very good price, where you only have to buy a pallet at a time or a couple of pallets at a time. So I just wanted to mention for those of you who are interested that is a possibility. I can help you with that. It's difficult. It really is difficult. So Gwyneth, any comments about what I said regarding the farm and the cows and the feed and those kinds of things?
Yeah, that's definitely something that's going on. Find a good hay guy. If you can't do your own hay, find a good hay guy and stick with him and be, you know, really, really devoted to your hay guy and, you know, and get a hay guy who's really devoted to you and who delivers and who has good quality hay and all that good stuff. I just wanted to mention quickly, Vincent, I had an idea a week or two ago about doing something similar to what you were doing, about putting together solar-powered off-grid electrical systems and then selling them on eBay. I think I told you about that, of how I had this idea. And then I did some more research and I found out that people were scamming that system as well, and that my chances of operating a profitable business were pretty slim because of the price point that I would have to put my system at, which would be a really good system, you know, but it would be about two or three times the cost of these cruddy systems that people were selling online and claiming that they were it and a bit, and they weren't. But I found, you know, and that there's a few people now looking at off-grid solar power systems, but I found out a market that really does exist for some farm produce that maybe a lot of people haven't considered. And that is houseplants. You heard me right, houseplants. And you might think, why do people want to buy houseplants? I don't know, but they do want to buy houseplants. And the market at the moment for houseplants is absolutely red hot, especially rare houseplants. And if you and houseplants like things like spider plants, things like Boston ferns, things like maidenhair ferns and monsteras and plants like that, palm trees, all of that. And there's certain ones of them where I'm researching into putting them in here as a cash crop because they will grow outside in my climate, and some of them won't grow outside in my climate, but they will grow in my living room. And I'm looking at that as a possibility in the future of having some sort of an income. Because, you know, if people want to buy them, then I'm happy to sell them. And the benefit with some of these houseplants is that because I live in a zone 9B climate, if I'm careful about where I put them, I can also put them in my garden, which means that they are going to be a lot more robust and that I'll get the reputation of being that lady over there that has the good houseplants that you can put in your house and they'll do well and they won't die. Does that make sense, Vincent?
When I was growing up in the 1960s, we had a wonderful neighbor, next-door neighbor. And there were children and husband and wife. And the husband died. Very, very sad. And the wife really liked plants. And so she started planting plants in the backyard, and she sold them. And she ultimately built a nursery. And it worked. So she went from a position of being really in a tough spot to one where she had a thriving business.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's one of the really important lessons of today's broadcast is probably stay out of social media if you can. Now, unfortunately, Facebook Marketplace is the de facto standard for buying and selling things used on the Internet. It replaced Craigslist. But you don't have to post pictures of yourself. You don't have to have close-ups. You can get a picture of somebody on a, you know, a little rowboat off in the distance, and that could be you. It could be. It could be somebody else too. Okay. So people are finding out that Facebook is a tool for the CIA, and they don't want to be any part of it. So if you think about what's happening. Big tech knows all about you. How do they know? Well, they know how big you are. They know your size. Well, they know because are you wearing a size 5 dress or a size 12? Are you buying men's T-shirts that are 44 XL or are you buying 32? Do you buy shoes that are a classic design or up-to-the-minute fad red sneakers that you might see in the inner city? They can tell a lot about you just with those few things. Now, of course, they know if you drive a car and they know where you buy your gasoline. They know whether you are wasting energy or whether you're not by your electric bill. They know whether you have a car by your electric car by your electric bill. They know whether you are handy and do your own maintenance by the things you buy. Do you buy hammers and screwdrivers and saws and nuts and bolts and screws and washers? Or do you pay a guy, you know, Mr. Plumber or Mr. Electrician or Mr. Handyman or Ms. Handyman? Or Mrs. Handyman. Or Mrs. Handywoman. They know where you go by the credit card transactions. They know if you go to risky places. They know a lot about you. Be careful what you do. And you might want to tell your children, they are watching your children. And you, Gwyneth?
Yep. That's absolutely true. And, you know, this is the advantage to the off-grid lifestyle. And if I was going to give anyone any advice for what they should do if their bills are going out of control, okay, you can go to eBay and you can do the research and you can discover what components will make up a off-grid electrical supply. So you need solar panels, you need a charge controller, you need an inverter, and you need cells, deep cycle cells, not lithium. And probably it will end up being some sort of marine gel battery or sealed or unsealed lead acid battery of some kind. And I would go deep cycle rather than not deep cycle. And this is it. If you do your research, you can find out how to do it. And you can build one of these systems yourself for around about, I came to the figure of $750 to $800 Australian dollars, which would be about $500 US. Now, you have to get to the point of asking, what was the cost of your last electrical bill? Was it more than $500? Because if it was, it may be worth your while putting aside that $500 and getting one of these small off-the-grid solar electric systems. Yeah, you put the panel on your roof. You have the wire coming in through a cracked open window and you install the charge controller on an inside wall and have the deep cycle cell sitting on your floor with the charge controller next to it, or sitting on a table or a benchtop with the charge controller on a shelf just below it or next to it. You can do it. You can find out how to do it. You can do your own research and you can learn how to do it. You can watch YouTube videos and find out how to do it. And you will save yourself an absolute fortune. But if you're going to plug it into your home electrical supply, you must install a transfer switch. Find out what it is. Get an electrician to install a transfer switch. Transfer switch. Transfers, which does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.